This sermon is by the Reverend J. Christie Ramsey, pastor of Goodyear Heights Presbyterian Church in Akron, Ohio. May you be blessed to be a blessing. Tonight we celebrate a manger moment, the moment when God with us came to Bethlehem. Now we had the reading about the shepherds, and if you just know this about a shepherd life, you got a very skewed view of what a shepherd is like. You say, wow, I want to be a shepherd out there. Angels come and sing to me. That sounds like a great job. I'm telling you, it was the worst job. There is nothing worse. Well, maybe a couple, but it's down in the top bottom 10 of jobs in Palestine was to be a guard for sheep at night. Imagine what you're doing out there. You're guarding sheep. And that is just hours and hours of boredom interrupted by moments of sheer terror. There's going to be anything worse than watching and knowing any minute some wild animal might come after your sheep, and you got to protect the sheep and protect yourself too from the wild animal. It was a horrible job. It was the lowest of the low caste to be a shepherd in Israel. It was temp work at best. Only when the sheep were out there with their lambs were they really in danger from predators, and that's when shepherds went up to watch their flock by night. So in this huge, horrible thing where you're low paid, you're working nights, you're in constant physical danger, you're bored out of your mind, comes a major moment. How many of you have shepherd months? I think you can go more and more to the shepherd now that you heard what it's really like to be a shepherd. You may not have angels singing to you. You may not have good news of great joy told to you, but you know what boredom is. And you know what hours of drudgery at job was, where you're doing, you know what it's like. You're doing everything but what you were hired to do. When you're doing everything that other people used to do, when you're doing mounds of paperwork, but those people have been laid off and you get to do it now. When you barely have a time to do the thing that you got wanted to do and part of the job that gives you joy. And it's shepherd months. And you have moments of terror, too. What if I get fired? What if someone harm? What if the company closes down? What if it moves away? What if this happened? How am I going to make my money? We know what it's like to be a shepherd. We spend most of our lives as shepherds, just trying to protect what we were given, just trying to get it from one day to the next, just trying to keep the wolves at bay. Shepherd months after months after months. I'm here to talk to you not about the months, you know them all too well, but I'm here to tell you about the moments, and they're only moments. They're little tiny bits of time in a lifetime. The manger moments when God breaks in. You know, angels are God's messengers. That's what the word angel means, messenger. God's messenger, where God breaks in with good news in the midst of the boredom and the terror and the sadness and the drudgery and the work and the overwork and the night and all that. God comes in and says, I got good news. Tell me, I could use some good news, God. What are some good news in your life this year? Tomorrow, whatever you're doing, tonight, whenever you're doing, take a few moments, whether it's around the dinner table or under the tree or wherever your family gathers, and try to take a few moments out of the shepherd months and talk about when God has given you good news of great joy. You got to stop and watch them. You got to pay attention to them. You got to know them, because they're little tiny bits in the great big scheme of it. And if you just take it as an average, if you take it overall, it's just going to be one big blob of boredom and of sadness. But if you listen, you can hear the angels even in the shepherd months. You can hear the major moments. Here's one right here. We got a little girl there. She was in this sanctuary a week and a day ago. And we had 25 little preschoolers here, some of which had never been in a sanctuary ever before. We got them here, and we told them the story of the nativity of Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the kings and the baby Jesus and the star you saw. And after it was over, she went up there and got Jesus out of the manger and held Jesus and said, "My Jesus." It's a manger moment. Where are the other times have there been manger moments in this year? I've been thinking of it, and I get a lot of it. You know, Carmen, I call up Carmen, and I say, "Carmen, I can't tell you who, I can't tell you why, but this person really needs help. Is it okay to help them? They need $150 or their lights are going out, and I can't tell you who it is. Can the deacons help?" And Carmen always, God bless her, says, sure. Yeah, do that. We do. And I get the nice note. Carmen doesn't get the nice note because they don't want to know. And they say, thank you. That makes us, you know, an annual report writing, you know, one of the blessed session meetings, you know, an hour ride to Presbytery, you know, all those shepherd months is worthwhile for a major moment. There goes Christian. Christian had a picture up here, a picture of when he was a baby. And his mom, Carol, is holding him. And Carol says, "Look, Christian, there's you. Now, a couple of years have passed. And Christian looks up there and he says, "That's not me. I'm no baby." Manger moment. Three times this month, I rejoiced at nothing. Absolutely nothing. And everybody in the room was absolutely happy and pleased on because of nothing. Because we were looking for cancer. And we found nothing. Have you ever been happy about nothing? I was really happy about nothing. You know, you can go months and months of nothing and not really be happy about it. But then there's those moments when nothing is the best, greatest good news you could ever have. Nothing. That's a manger moment in shepherd months. Remember the time, a long time ago? Remember, we're just about now, the roofing guys were here. You know, we've had the monsoons. You know about the monsoons, right, that we've been having here? Everything's been leaking. I'm telling you, we had leaks two floors down from the roof. That just drives us nuts. Where is that coming from? And the roofing company was up here. We called Kolaski. He said, "Hey, there's a leak in the roof. Could you come fix it?" And they came and they fixed it, but they fixed the wrong leak. So we had to tell them, "Well, thank you, but there's another leak." I remember trying to buy that roof. And we got it done. And we didn't have the cash to pay. And I remember an elder, and I think you should pray this every week. He prayed, I wish the church had money to pay. I pray to God that we had money to pay our bills. Monday I get a call from the lawyer. Reverend Ramsey, yeah. We were wondering if you could come down to the office sometime this week. Oh, well, yeah, sure, I suppose. And why, what is it? Oh, we have a check for $100,000 for you. I said, I think I could fit that into my schedule. I think I could come. And it was Dave Spitzer that called and prayed. And I said, "Dave, pray like that every week, buddy. Pray like that every week." Months and months of shepherd months. Where's the money coming from? The roof is leaking. We got this mortgage payment. What are we going to do with all this? And a major moment of a prayer answered the next day. I got a whole list on it, but I've been going on and on about it. What I want you to do is I want you to take this time off. This, most people got a time off. We got a holiday tomorrow. I mean, the war of Christmas is going very badly because we've shut down the nation. We've occupied America with Christmas. I mean, the entire nation is shut down because of us. So we're doing well. If there's a war on Christmas, we've won. We've got the whole nation shut down. Take that time tomorrow, not for shepherd months, because we got plenty of those. But take that time tomorrow for manger moments where you see and hear the good news of God. I have come to bring you great good news. And I tell you, if it can cheer up shepherds that are out there in the middle of the night, below minimum wage, freezing, waiting for the wolves to literally attack, trying to protect smelly, dumb sheep in the middle of night, if that can cheer them up, it can cheer any of us up. So look for the major moments in the shepherd months. Glory to God. God is with us. Amen.